Well, it went fairly well. We didn't know much about them. You know, the first half, we were maybe sizing each other up. I don't think there was too many chances, and felt, you know, we just... I mean, they got, a fortuitous goal. It was the 48th minute, so it was a bad blow. But, you know, we went in at half-time, and we recouped, and we had a chat about it, and, you know, fair play to the lads. They came out in the second half and did the business.
They often ask the manager what was said or what did you say at half-time to G up your team. What direction did you point them in for the second half?
Well, basically, Miles, I said to them, you know, that we were still well in the game. We didn't look any worse side than they were. You know, that can happen in football where you give away a goal, but we had 45 minutes to get it back. And, you know, just to, if we could raise our game maybe another 10 or 15% all over the field, that we would, you know, had a good chance of coming back and scoring again, and that's exactly what we did.
So when you got the equaliser, was it a matter of pushing on then to try and get the victory?
Yeah, well, we got the equaliser, and you know, you could see the confidence starting to grow in the team all over, and you know, fellas starting to play to what, you know, they normally can play. I think they relaxed a wee bit more, and you know, you could see that coming into the game, because you know, it's 3 weeks since we've played a game, and the last time we played, Coghill put four past us, so everybody was a bit nervous, especially for that first half. But in the second half, once we got the equaliser and started to believe in ourselves, then, you know, we went on to get a fantastic result against a very, very good team.
But you went 2-1 down with about 8 minutes to go, so that certainly put pressure on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you have to be fair. Maybe I could be a bit critical and say that we didn't close down the man on the ball at the edge of the box, but, I mean, it was a fantastic finish. There was no way anyone was going to get it. It came in off the bottom of the crossbar up in the very top left-hand corner, so you'd have to say it was a fabulous goal. But again, we went down the field, and Padgy Rafferty, who was outstanding, and you know, when you're Padgy, you're always going to get goals, and he got the equaliser, and then we were able to bring on Sean McCarron, who got injured last weekend, but you know, we got some painkillers into him and stuff like that there, and he went out, and he, you know, if you want a goal, Sean's the man, and he stuck it in the back of the net to win the game for us.
A great victory, and I suppose it saved a big long journey going down to Middleton.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right, Miles, but the thing about it is, as I said in my team talk, that this is not about 90 minutes, this is about 180 minutes, you know, and that's the way you have to take this competition, because if you go and gung-ho and, you know, going for it, and you're under pressure because you think because you're at home, and, you know, you can leave gaps and you can make mistakes, and, you know, it's as I said to the boys, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So I wouldn't have been afraid to go down to Middleton, but in saying that, you know, I think we beat a very, very good side, and it would have been tough at Middleton. But thanks, you know, thankfully we got the job done.
8 minutes of added time, a lot of, I would say, heartache and worry at that stage.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you know, you're always going to have extra time, and you know, that's a part and parcel of the game. So as long as you know, keep cool heads and the players out, you know, keep a cool head and know that, you know, the game anymore is not about 45 minutes or 90 minutes. You know, there's extra time to be played, and you've got to get yourself mentally prepared for that. And especially if you're in an intermediate cup, because sometimes a game can be on a knife edge and all of a sudden you have extra time. But, you know, I thought we handled it very, very well.
You talked about the five subs being allowed. Were they a big help today?
Oh, definitely. I didn't use all five. I used three. You know, sometimes, you know, the second half, I think we were going well. And, you know, there's times when it's not broken, don't fix it. But, you know, we got fresh legs on. Sean McCarron came on, and Stevie Okeke came on. And, you know, they gave us a fresh impetus. And then in the last few minutes when we needed more legs, Garvin Grant came in, and all three players did very well.
You're into the last 16 of the FAI Intermediate Cup. I suppose that's what you'd be liking as a home draw. And then you're also into the FAI Senior Cup.
That's right. We're into the first round proper now of the FAI Senior Cup, and we're through to the next round of the Intermediate Cup, which is absolutely brilliant. You know, it's stuff like that there that really drives on your season. It gets, you know, easier to work with lads, even though the panel of players I have at the moment, I just cannot praise them enough. You know, they're training there every single night, Tuesday, Thursday night, their enthusiasm for the game. And, you know, apart from a slight blip maybe against the Coghill, which can happen any team in any season, you know, we're going well and we're happy with the way we're going, and we hope to keep it going.
And the last 16, I suppose, as I say, home draw, when is the draw taking place?
I don't know, Miles. It'll be up in Dublin, so I wouldn't have a clue. But as you said, you know, all you can hope for in an intermediate cup is that you get a home draw. With a home draw, you have a little bit of an advantage. But when you come now to the last 16, teams are going to be very, very evenly balanced. And, you know, I feel, with my experience in the Intermediate Cup, that we beat a very good side today. And, you know, I don't think we'll be meeting much stronger. But, you know, we'll just have to prepare for it, you know.
Well, when you consider how well the Ulster Senior League does in the national interprovincial competition, and Letterkenny Rovers and Cockle Celtic being the two stronger teams in that league, it would suggest that you and Cockle should do well in that national competition.
Yeah, well, that would be our aim. It's not too often that, you know, as you said, the top two teams are going out of the county. You know, we have met Cockle often enough, and they've met us. I'm sure we were fed up with it, but now we feel, you know, that the two strongest teams, they're not taking away from any of the rest of the teams, but the two strongest teams are out of the county. You know, the interprovincial team was down in Galway, gave a very, very good account to themselves. There's nothing wrong with football in Donegal, other than it needs just to be maybe reorganised. There's a good bunch of young people coming through. There's people that want to play. And, you know, we have to give them every encouragement. And, you know, I feel that Ulster football is as strong as it's ever been.